Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Coleman of the New Hope Apostolic Church. We'd love to invite you to visit with us at any time. We're located at 240 Fairfield Avenue, Bridgeport, Connecticut. You can call us at area code 203-260-8940, or you can call us at area code 203-870-5551. Amen. So, let us go before the Lord in prayer at this time. Most precious, gracious Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loving kindness to see another day, to be in the land of living one more time, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done at Calvary, what you've done as far as to bring the salvation of mankind, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being so good and so kind, so merciful, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your words you left on record for us, Lord Jesus. Remember the sick and afflicted, the homeless, Lord Jesus, those that have drug addictions and are dealing with alcoholism, Lord Jesus. So just have your way, Lord. Help people to be delivered, Lord. Help people to seek your face, Lord. Help those that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness to be filled, Lord. Those that are seeking and asking and knocking, Lord, that you might come to their aid, Lord Jesus. Bless us even today as we do this broadcast. And bless those that are listening, Lord. Some might be encouraged to be strengthened. Just have your way. Let your divine will be done. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, if you've been with us in the last 3 broadcasts, we were dealing with the topic, You Make the Choice. And so, we're still going to deal with that topic, You Make the Choice, because it is so important, the choices we make. Some choices are minor choices, some choices they don't even really make that much of a difference as to what clothes you're going to wear, various things, how you're going to fix your hair. So some things really don't matter that much. They don't carry that much weight. But there are some choices that we make that do carry a lot of weight. Now, the choice you make, whether you're going to serve God or you're going to worship God or you're going to give your life to God, that is the most important decision that you will ever make, is giving your life to God. And we know that Adam made one really bad decision that affected all mankind. He made a choice. And it was a bad one. And so now his offspring, we are left to make choices after Adam made a bad one. So now we have to make decisions as to whether we're going to allow what Adam did, who brought sin into the world, we're going to yield ourselves to the sin, or we're going to yield ourselves to God. The only way to get out of sin is to adhere to what God said as far as you must be born again. Because when Adam sinned, his spirit died. Now, he lived to be 930 years old, but his spirit died that day. So therefore, all of his offspring, which we all are, regardless of who you are, your family, what your nationality is, it just really doesn't matter, because everyone came from Adam and Eve. So now, we have to make decisions based on how we have been affected in our nature. Because when Adam sinned, his nature became corrupted. And so therefore, all of his offspring's nature is corrupt. And so we have to decide what we're going to do with the life God has given us, or being born, that are we going to choose to stay in this evil way, or are we going to walk with God? Adam chose to walk away from God. Now we have to decide what we're going to do. You had nothing to do, with how you got here. And you can't change how you came here messed up in sin. But we don't have to stay in sin. We don't have to stay messed up. But it's a choice. I had to make the choice. You'll have to make the choice. And so it is that everyone in this world, whether we choose to stay dead, because we were born spiritually dead, whether we're going to stay dead, or if we're going to be quickened by the Spirit, or we're going to be made alive. For the Bible says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin." He was writing to the church. So we have to make the call. God is going to respond to us. He's already made a way that we don't have to stay in sin. But we have to make that decision as to whether we're going to take advantage of the salvation God has brought to mankind, or we're going to stay in the condition that we are in. And there are consequences, whatever choice we make. And to not make a choice is to make a choice. Because you chose not to. So you still made a choice. And there are consequences for all of the choices that we make. There are good consequences and there are bad consequences. So you will not be able to just leave this world and say, "Well, I just won't do anything. I won't make any decisions." Well, you did. If you do not accept a piece of cake, you still made a decision. So if you do not accept Jesus, and you just say, "Well, I just won't do anything," you still rejected him. If you don't take the cake, it doesn't matter how pleasant you are to say no thank you, you still rejected something. You just did it in a nice, polite way. So it doesn't matter how polite and nice you say no to Jesus, you still rejected him. You still said no. And the consequences are still going to be the same. You will not make it into heaven. You will not go home with Jesus. You will not hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Doesn't matter how nice you say to the preacher, "No, thank you. I do not want to be saved." No offense intended. Doesn't matter. You won't be able to say that when you leave here to Jesus, "Well, Jesus, I didn't mean any harm." No, we're born sinners, and it's an offense to God. What Adam did was an offense to God. So we come here in this world, the enemies of God. We need to be reconciled back to God. And that's why Jesus was dying on the cross, and we could be reconciled back to God. But he made provisions. Now we have to make a decision whether we're going to accept those provisions or not. Adam made that decision. It was the one thing, only one thing God told him he was not to do. And he did that. And sin entered into the world at that very moment. sin entered into the world, Adam died. He made a bad choice. Now, when Moses went on top of the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, now while he was there, the people began to think about going back down into Egypt because Moses had been gone for quite a while. And so they made themselves a golden calf and they began to dance and take off their clothes and worship the golden calf. And God says to Moses, go down, your people have corrupted themselves. So when Moses gets down and sees what's going on, and the people were naked and dancing and around a golden calf that Aaron had made, and he gave them an alternative because wrath was about to fall upon them. And it says, he says to them, who is on the Lord's side? You're going to have to decide whose side you're going to be on. Are you going to be on the Lord's side of good, or are you going to be on the devil's side? You're going to be on somebody's side. They're going to be on one team or the other. You cannot be neutral. You will not be neutral. Doesn't matter how you try to be neutral. You cannot be neutral to say, I'm not on anybody's side. Now, if that comes to your sports teams, that's fine. You can say, I don't have a team. But when it comes to your soul, you won't be able to say, I don't have a side. Because you do have a side. Whether it's on the Lord's side or the devil's side, you do have a side. So you have to decide what position you're going to take. Are you going to be on the left? Or are you going to be on the right? Jesus said that the sheep were on the right and the goats were on the left. So are you going to be a sheep or are you going to be a goat? You have to make that decision. Do you want to support God in his endeavor to reach out to others after you've given your life to God? Or are you going to oppose God? There is no neutral ground or middle ground. It is one side or the other. You have to decide. And only you can decide for yourself. No one can decide whether someone else is going to heaven or not, or live for God or not. No one can stop you from living for God. And no one can make you live for God. It's your choice. You have to make that choice. You have to decide. Jesus says this. He that is not with me is against me. Think about what he said. If you're not with me, Jesus says this. Now, if you are not with me, then you are against me. And you cannot go to heaven with Jesus if you are against him. It will not work. No one invites the enemy into their home. So heaven is out of reach to you if you are against Jesus. You cannot base your decisions on anyone else. This is something you have to do for yourself. You have to save yourself. This is not a family salvation. This is not a traditional salvation. This is not cultural salvation. It is an individual affair. Everyone has to come to God for themselves. Even your children. God does not have grandchildren. No one is coming in on somebody else's coattail. My children will not be saved just because I'm saved. They had to get saved for themselves. So even if I didn't want to go, they could still go. If they don't want to go, I can still go. The same thing with my wife and I. If I don't go, she can still go. And vice versa. But we all had to give our lives to God on an individual basis. I had to get saved for myself. My wife had to get saved for herself. So too many people have allowed their families to influence them to say it's not necessary, or you're too young, or whatever reasons they may have given to their families, and have persuaded them that this is not necessary. You have to save yourself. If your mama don't want to go, your daddy don't want to go, you go. If your children don't want to go, you go. If your wife don't want to go, you go. If your husband don't want to go, you go. This is an individual affair. You will have to suffer alone. No family members are going to be able to help you if you wind up in hell. Nobody's going to be able to help you. Your children won't be able to help you. Your wife won't be able to help you. Your husband won't be able to help you. No one will be able to help you if you end up in the lake of fire. Jesus said, cast them out. And there shall be weeping. Cast them out to the fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. No one will be able to comfort the other, because the torment would be so great. When you're in so much pain, you can't comfort somebody else's in pain. And that's how it would be in hell. You won't be able to comfort your family. Or your family comforts you. It's going to be an individual. It's an individual affair. It's giving your life to God. It's going to be an individual suffering if you don't. So it is up to us. You have to choose. Joshua told them. He said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. You're going to have to make a decision who you will serve. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Well, the gods which your father served, they were on the other side of the flood. You're going to serve somebody. And that's just the way it is. You're going to worship something or somebody. We are designed to worship. God created us to worship him and to glorify him. It's in the nature to worship. We're designed like that. So you're going to worship somebody or something, even if it's yourself. You will worship. If it's a thing, whatever you put your most value on, that becomes your God. You're going to worship something or somebody. You will do that. It's just in your, it's in your nature. It's your makeup. That's why you find so many people that are worshiping because it is in them to do that. And then you find some people that say, I'm not going to get into religion. I'm not going to worship. But they're worshiping something. Whether it's money, their job, their position, themselves, how they look, their car, they're going to worship something. But you're going to have to make a conscious decision and a conscious effort. You're not just going to just worship God automatically. It's going to entail your will. Your will must be involved. So you're going to have to make a choice. Not based on anyone else but yourself. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, that's not how it is today. Today, it's an individual thing. My house cannot be saved because I'm saved. My family can't. As I said before, they have to accept God for themselves. Now, a lot of people believe that because, or feel that because something hasn't happened to them, or hell seems to be so far off or so far away, or they've done this for so long and nothing has happened to them, that nothing will happen to them. And they don't have to be concerned about the end or when they die. But it says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And so it is today that people just believe that there are no consequences for our actions. But there are always consequences. May not get you today, may not get you tomorrow. But as a saying, you may get by, but you will not get away. Because God knows exactly where we all are and what we're doing. And he keeps a perfect record of all people at all times. He doesn't lose track of anyone. The Bible lets us know the eyes of the Lord go throughout the whole earth, beholding the good and the evil. God is keeping up with all the good and all the evil that anyone does on an individual basis. And he will not get your record mixed up with mine or mine with yours. Keeps perfect, a perfect record. So you have to decide what you're going to do. Do you want to hear Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Or do you want to hear him say, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity"? It is up to you. The Bible said, "And those that were ready You cannot be ready if you don't get ready. And getting ready is making a choice to be ready, to get ready. Those 10 virgins, 10, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The wise virgins were ready when the bridegroom came, and 5 that were foolish were not ready. And they were left out on the outside knocking, saying, "Let us in." And they were too late. You don't want to wait until it's too late. Because the Bible says, "He that shall come will come and will not tarry." When Jesus gets ready to come, he will not tarry. He will not wait for anyone. The time would have expired for anyone else to get right with God or to get ready. So we need to be ready. Be ready. And if you are in the body of Christ, we need to remain. The Bible said, and those that were alive and remain in the church, remain in the body of Christ. Now, once you get saved, you have to stay saved. So if there are any backsliders out there that have fallen away from God, have left God, you need to come back to your first love. You need to get back while you can. Because some people have been turned over to a reprobate mind. Some people, the Bible said, God gave up on them. Or God gave them over. You don't want God to give up on you or to give you over to a reprobate mind to where you cannot discern between what's good or bad, right or wrong. So, you need to make a choice to come back, get right with God, get restored, get on the right track. Make the right choice. May God bless you.